All right, kids, let's do it. Daily podcast time on this Wednesday, April 10th. Happy Long Song Wednesday to ya. We finally got a long song that has been long requested by you, the audience, today. Had a lot of fun with that. We started things out with, little Twisted Sister and The Master's Talk. Two things that probably have never been combined ever in the history of humankind. But that's why you come here, right? To get a little weird with us on the John DeBella Show. We had a What the Hell Is That once again by way of Steve this time. He made a discovery online the other day, which we pondered. Breakfast with the Beatles saw a Lennon diss track directed at, well, you guessed it. And we gave ourselves a little pat on the back for an industry award that was just handed out yesterday. Author and humorist Dave Barry joined us. He has a new book out about dogs, so it was fitting that we talked to him ahead of the, 15th annual DeBella Dog Walk, which is approaching on May 4th at the same old spot we've always had it, Green Lane Park. Hopefully you can join us there. And we also highlighted the douche of the day. All of that straight ahead for you right here, right now. Let's do it. It is the Daily Podcast.
You know, I grew up with D. Yeah, and it's so funny because sometimes I'll listen to this. I remember them doing these songs for the first time in a bar. You know, and it's not like we were hang friends. We just, you know, I was working on Long Island. He was living on Long Island.
Sure.
You know, we knew each other.
Everyone kind of knows everyone.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I was working in radio. He was in a band. I mean, it all makes sense. You mm-hmm. know, and I've known him for years. But every once in a while, I'll be listening to this song, and I listen, and I said, you know, it doesn't. I think of Dee's speaking voice. I don't think of Dee's singing voice. And when I hear him sing, I'm going like, where the hell is that?
You know? Like, oh, it's that weirdo down the block that dresses up like a girl.
46 degrees outside, a sunny day ahead of us, the high temperature, about 63 degrees, but 46 out there right now. I guess, you know, this is going to be a really rough weekend, right? You know, well, especially for Dave.
Why is that?
It's an amazing weekend.
What are you talking about? I mean, you know, we're going to the Locals Only Beer Fest. Mm-hmm. You have to go to a wedding, mm-hmm. right? We're going to Locals Only Beer Fest. You have to go to a wedding and miss the Masters. We have to go.
It's only four. It's, yeah. Well, I was going to say, it's only moving day. And seeing as I don't get the Golf Channel, I don't think I'd be getting it anyway until later in the day. So I'm fine.
I see.
It's a four-hour wedding shoot. Thankfully.
It's time once again for
the John DeBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DeBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
This is something that normally I set up, but it seems that Steve has set it up for today. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to ask the question,
what the hell is that?
Hell is that? Now,
yes.
Now, you found this the other day.
Sure did. All and right. I was playing it in the office, mm-hmm. and I decided, you know what? This would be good to not tell John and Dave what it is, and let's bring it to the air.
Okay. All right. Well, so time for
what the hell is that?
And the sound goes like this. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, man. I hope it's not human.
Really constipated monkey.
That is not a really constipated monkey.
All right.
Is that a seagull feasting on leftover dollar dogs from last night at the park?
No. You guys are in the realm of what it could be because you're saying an animal.
It sounds like something hatching.
No, it sounds like someone laying something. Like, you know,
is it Richard Gere?
Oh, God. Sounds like it's in major pain.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable.
It's really uncomfortable. I hope this isn't an animal in pain. I'll kill you if this is an animal in pain.
It is not an animal in pain. Man. Would you like to know what it is?
No, I want to open it up to the audience, see people can figure it out. 215-263-WMGK.
What the hell is that?
I want to help it.
The question at hand.
What the hell is that?
Now, Cindy, I'm not sure if you heard the sound, but it goes like this.
Okay.
Wrong mic. Aren't you want to take a shot?
How about a parrot imitating a baby goat?
A parrot imitating a baby goat, I believe.
What, no, what do you have that to say? That is incorrect.
No,
not that.
That's incorrect. All right, well, then let's go to the phones and see what we have there. Pam, what the hell is that?
That is a dolphin.
It is not a dolphin. At least that's what Steve says.
Not a dolphin. Sorry,
porpoise?
Pam.
That's a good guess.
Porpoise. Okay.
Not a porpoise either.
It's not a
porpoise either. An aquatic animal.
Right, and it's not keep guessing till you get it right. Let's go over to Tim. Tim, what the hell is that?
I was going to say a goat.
Goat, Steve?
Tim, that is not a goat.
Okay, let's try Bob. Bob, what are you going with? What the hell is that?
Hey, morning, John. Booyakasha.
Booyakasha.
Chicken laying an egg.
That is not a chicken laying an egg.
No.
It's not laying anything.
Let's give Josh a try. Josh, what the hell is that?
That was a hyena.
That was a hyena?
Josh.
Absolutely.
Josh, that is correct.
What?
That is a hyena laying on some guy's lap, and the guy is petting it. So that hyena is really enjoying itself. It's getting neck rubs, and that is the noise that leaves a hyena when it's
getting
petted. That's
a hyena purring.
It sounds like he's getting rubbed, but not his neck.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
Breakfast of the Beatles is being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay, univest.net. On this date, 1970, Paul McCartney announced his resignation from the Beatles. We were all in shock, and this is 1 week before the release of his solo album, McCartney. Well, Lennon was really ticked. I mean, he had kept his much earlier decision to leave the band really quiet for the sake of the others and got furious, feeling betrayed by McCartney's preemptive strike and basically feeling that this was to announce his solo album coming out. And when a reporter called him, Lennon commented with, "Paul hasn't left. I sacked him." All right. Now, a year later, John puts out the Imagine album, and it contains a song called "How Do You Sleep," which contains some angry and scathing remarks aimed at the former bandmate. Now, it's possible that a lot of you don't even know this song, but what you want to do is pay attention to some of the things that he throws at him, like "those freaks were right when they said you were dead," right, because he was dead to him, right? "The only thing you've done was yesterday," right, making a reference to, you know, his one solo song with the band. "Since you were gone, it's just another day," right? You know, making a reference of another song from one of his next albums, right? Because it had been by the time that came out, Ram came out. He says, you're a pretty face that might last a year or two. "The sound you make is Muzak to my ears." And Muzak would be elevator music.
It's a diss track, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a serious diss track.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I like to picture Jesus as a ninja.
Yeah.
Fighting off evil samurai.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Oh, my sweet Jesus.
102.9.
That's right.
MGK.
Everybody is kind of beaming around here this morning, ladies and gentlemen. And I want to tell you about it, and we'll talk more about it when Debbie gets in. But the National Association of Broadcasters, the NAB as we know it, right, is the organization that, well, if you're in radio or television, your station is involved with the National Association of Broadcasters. And each and every year, they hand out an award called the Crystal Award. There's only one that is handed out in this country, although there are other radio awards like the Marconi Awards and all that stuff. But the Marconi Awards go by market size and format. So like five different radio stations in any one market could win a Marconi Award just because of, well, one's rock, one's country, whatever it might be, right? But when it comes to the Crystal Award, only one can win that prize. And it goes out to a radio station who not only is a well-rated radio station and, you know, and a great staff radio station and a well-run radio station, but most importantly, how they serve the community. Mm-hmm. And ladies and gentlemen, we are happy to say that the 2019 Crystal Award has gone to WMGK.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we're really happy. It's for very cool. Everybody around here is beaming because, like I said, only one radio station. I mean, every radio station in the country applies for it. They narrow it down to 50 radio stations that you know, okay, these are the ones we'll consider. And then they narrow that down to 10. Mm-hmm. And then out of those 10, they picked one and they picked us. So everybody around here is very, very proud. And hopefully you will be too, because you're a listener and, you know, you are the people that we work for. I talk about this all the time, especially in sales meetings, that the people who are advertising on the radio station, they are the sponsors. The listeners are the clients. Mm-hmm. They're the ones who choose to be here, and we thank you for doing that very thing.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Right now, it is time to get to the Wheel of Long Songs once again on the wheel this week. And by the way, the wheel has gotten so trashed.
Yeah.
Right? I don't know what it is. There's just some crap plastic on it. Right? But so I've just started putting them on paper
that's
and sticking
smart.
It on
yeah,
the wheel.
That's how you do it.
All right. So we got Cashmere by Led Zeppelin, in memory of Elizabeth Reed from the Allman Brothers, Susie Q from CCR. Then, of course, there's two bonus slots. Yep. And then behind those, we don't know what's behind them. Bill, our program director, puts them in there. It's usually deep tracks, not necessarily long, but stuff we don't play regularly. Lou Reed's intro and Sweet Jane. And Humble Pies, I Don't Need No Doctor.
All right.
All right, that's live at the Fillmore. Plus, of course, the two slots that are the listener picks. So here we go once again, ladies and gentlemen. Come on, listener pick. I really want the listener pick. I really want the listener pick.
Let's see.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, we got it! Finally, we have been waiting for this for weeks, but not as long as John Weiss, because John Weiss has been asking for almost a year now to play Traffic's Low Spark of High Heel Boys. John W. Weiss from Northampton, PA, since we started. All right, people request this song all the time, but every week since we started the Wheel of Long Songs, John W. Weiss was like the first one in every morning.
He earned
Low
it.
Low Spark, a High Heel Boys, finally got around to it. And like I said, for weeks now, I've been wanting it to land on listener pick so we could get to that song, because I knew if it landed on listener pick, that was exactly the song that we were going to go to. A lot of response for Long Song Wednesday this morning. Some people don't necessarily know the length of some songs. Like, I got a request for one song, and that song's 2.5 minutes long. Thank you all for participating. And, of course, if you want to participate in something else, we've got another $1,000 coming up in just a few minutes for Lots of Dough 2.0. And then a man originally from Pennsylvania, actually worked out of Westchester, author and humorist Dave Barry is going to join us this morning. Back in the day, he used to be on the show with us all the time.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. And at one time he had a syndicated column. He was in 500 different newspapers, right? You know, it was
what
just,
are those?
What newspapers?
Yeah.
Well, it's something that people use for fish nowadays.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. They always use them for fish.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
His new book is called Lessons from Lucy, The Simple Joys of an Old Happy Dog. It's available through SimonandSchuster.com, Amazon.com, and bookstores near you. Dave Barry is here. It has been a long time since you have been on my show. You used to be on regularly. Now, either you were more proficient at that time, or you're still having flashbacks of working for that Westchester newspaper.
Daily local news. You know, I remember. No, John, it was just that I'd become a gigantic international star.
I see. That's what it is, huh?
I was happy to see your name on here. You're like an old friend, John.
Thank you so much. Well, let me ask you about, speaking of old friends, you've run out of ideas for books, so you're basically depending on your dog to write them for you now?
She didn't technically write the book, but she did inspire the book. The idea was I got old and my dog got old. We both got old. We're old. I'm kind of down about it. I get sad about being old. Mm-hmm. I would say half the mail I get now is either about prearranging my funeral or about catheters. Or sometimes it's like a package deal where you get your catheters and your funeral all. And my dog, Lucy, who is also old, doesn't seem sad at all about being old. It doesn't occur to her that she's old. She still does all the things she did that make her, I mean, she's slower and sleeps more, but she's just as happy as she ever was. She likes to play. She doesn't care about being old, and she doesn't care about a lot of stuff that I care about. So the idea of the book was, if I could figure out what it is Lucy does that makes her so happy, could I do it too? Except, of course, for drinking from the toilet.
Right. Well, that's
what turns out that works. I don't know.
You know, that's one of the things that puzzles dogs, because we close the door when we drink from the toilet.
You know what's going to happen is, at some point, you know this is going to happen. Somebody's going to do a study that's going to show that drinking from the toilet is one of the reasons dogs are healthy and happy.
I feel like we already got that headline for the morning show at some point.
And I want to be dead when that happens.
Now, what have you learned from Lucy overall? What kind of things? Give me an idea.
One obvious thing is, keep in touch with your friends. Like dogs, like they immediately, whenever they see anybody, they know, run up to that person, whatever. People don't do that. Like, I'm not sure that all of my friends are still alive. I would have to call them up and ask them, you know, are you still alive? Which would require calling them, which I don't do. Dogs still have fun. Like, I have decided as a result of Lucy to revive my career as a rock band member. I'm in a band of authors called the Rock Bottom Remainders. This is all authors. And we haven't played together in a long, long time, partly because we suck, but mostly because we're old. I decided to get us together for one more gig.
I'm curious, because Stephen King has written some things about this new book. Is he in your band?
Yes, he is. We decided to practice a little bit for this. We have an upcoming gig. We don't usually practice. We know other bands, and I'm just going to name a few off the top of my head, the Rolling Stones, practice ahead of time and then play. We don't do that. We play, and then we say, we should have practiced.
One last thing really quickly. I don't know what you're doing on May 4th, but each year we do this big event. It's called the Dog Walk, and thousands of people show up to support rescue groups and shelters and stuff like that. So if you wanted to move some books, we could give you a little table.
Is that in Philly? You do that in Philly?
Just outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to be actually transporting my daughter back home from college on May 4th.
Lucky excuse.
Yeah.
I'll leave her there and go to the dog park.
He'll do anything not to come back here.
I get it.
I actually am going to be in Philadelphia, I think, this week.
Oh, sure.
Convenient.
Right. Yes. Basically, we could have saved a phone call.
Well, what would be the fun in that?
All right. Okay. Dave, thank you so much for taking the time, dude. You take care.
Okay. You too. Thank you, John.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
Right now, it's time to tell you about the douche of the day.
Oh, okay.
You ready for this one?
Yeah.
All right. There's a 59-year-old guy named Andrew Lippi. He lives in the Florida Keys, and he's filthy rich.
Okay.
All right. Last month, he bought a private island with a huge estate on it for $8 million. He also owns a 12-bedroom mansion that was used for a season of The Real World in 2006.
Okay.
All right. All right. Well, he gets the new house. Obviously, he needs some things, and ended up getting arrested the other day at Kmart, right, for trying to steal $300 worth of stuff.
What?
Right. Right. He bought an $8 million island and tried to steal, right, $300 worth of stuff from Kmart. First off, if you could afford an $8 million, what are you doing in Kmart?
Buy it. It's right? Like when Winona Ryder was robbing places.
Right. Yeah, shoplifting.
Oh, no. This is even better. This is even better, because here's what he did. Right? He goes in there and he buys stuff. Mm-hmm. Then he goes to return it, right, trying to get his money back. Right. So what he did was he bought a coffee maker, 8 light bulbs and a bed skirt. OK, when he returned it, there was a basketball in the coffee maker box. So it gave it some weight. Right. All it was a pillowcase in the bed skirt thing. So it looked like there's something fabric inside.
Sure.
Right. And then the 8 light bulbs he replaced with 8 burned out light bulbs.
Was he flipping stuff on eBay?
I have no idea.
How rich and bored are you, dude?
Right. So, he's been arrested for it. He claims he didn't do it, that someone else must have switched the products out. No, sir, you are the douche of the day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.